types of systems will never reach every single household or every single person who might need to get this information. But if you can imagine the equivalent of, 100,000 motorcycles suddenly leaving UNICEF and WHO headquarters at the same time, traveling faster than any motorcycle could possibly do, and personally, carrying the message to those households. I mean, that's what happened. And so it's a fantastic way to get the information out there. It's also sensitive, though. You have to be, especially in this particular crisis, it's quite different than, for instance, messages around diabetes. There's a lot of fear and worry in these countries about this. So the messages have to be carefully managed, but it's an incredible tool.
Do you have any examples of the kinds of messages that went out regarding Ebola?
Yeah. For instance, in Nigeria, there was a message also that went out when the case struck there. There's also been use in Liberia, for instance. UNICEF is using its MHERO platform to get messages out about new cases being identified in different counties. As you can imagine, in this type of situation, even though overall there's still a high number of cases, some counties are making lots of progress, others are having a very difficult time of it. And so being able to tell people in those different counties what the situation is with an update, five new cases found in Ebola County, for instance, it keeps people informed about what's going on locally.
And now, do these text messages also cover, for example, preventative actions like washing hands or not being in contact with liquids of anybody who may have fallen ill?
Yep, they do. Sometimes there's update information, but very often it's reminders about, especially at the beginning of the epidemic, but what Ebola is, how it's spread, and how you can protect yourself. Those would probably be the three big issues. But then recently there's been a big push in the affected countries in particular, not necessarily, it's not as big an issue in Senegal and Nigeria, et cetera, around safe burials and around messages that, for instance, sending messages out that the burial teams will be coming to help prepare the way for them, because some of these burial teams have faced a very difficult time with local distrust and fear of them, coming and taking their loved ones away. So this is where you're using mHealth as an extension of your social mobilization strategy.